Dear God, please
adapted from the classic film, playwright Joe Landry sets the original Frank Capra film on stage as a 1940s radio broadcast. Complete with a radio studio, the stage features a Foley stage much like old radio plays used to use. Whether you've seen the original film 100 times or never before, this play brings to life a nostalgia for a bygone era, according to the play director, Nicole Hamilton.
It's 1946. We're in a radio studio, recording studio in New York. So beforehand, we have a trio of singers who will entertain us with Christmas carols, and we get to watch the actors come in and interact with each other and the audience, because we are the live studio audience. And then we get to hear a classic that a lot of us are familiar with, and for those that aren't, so far some people have come in and they have watched a run of the show, and they know nothing of the movie, and they absolutely love it. So it's really exciting to see it. And it's kind of tricky because this is theater, but it's a live radio play, so we've put our own little twist into it as well.
Not just one wish, Mary, a whole hatful. I'm shaking
throughout
the
play,
the
two Foley artists have over 50 props to use as sound effects, much like radio plays of yesteryear. Play participants were encouraged to listen to a Prairie Home Companion, a modern radio performance theater. Brianna Miranda is the stage manager. She says the collaboration between the Foley artists brings the theater of the mind to life.
Well, it's a lot of collaboration between the director, the technical director, who's also our props master, and me just kind of putting it all out. They collaborate on what items are required from the text itself, and compile a list, pull it all out, and then I set it all out in a rough configuration, and we let our artists kind of choreograph their own actions throughout the course of the play. So the setup right now as we see it is based off of what works specifically for them throughout the entire course of the play.
Hey, listen here, Mary. I don't want any
Jeff Dolacek plays Henry Jaspo Haywood, a radio theater actor who voices many of the characters during the play. Dolacek says though you may know the story, to hear the words spoken live during the play gives it a new and pleasant experience.
What has been really impactful for me has been hearing these words said, spoken live, right? This is a story that everyone knows, and when you see it on a screen and it's in black and white, you know, we kind of tune it out. But to hear that story, because it was such a innovative story at its time, you know, and Frank Capra brought it to life in such a modern way. When I go back and look, when I looked at it again, and, you know, you see it's a very dark story for the 1940s, and so to hear those words spoken live in a, you know, in a space, to feel that, or literally feel the reverberations, like you're probably hearing my voice, right? Like to feel that is it's been powerful for me to experience that doing it.
You used to be so cocky.
It's a Wonderful Life is a tradition for millions every Christmas season. Growing up, it was a family tradition for Kevin Chervenko, who plays George Bailey.
Every Christmas, my family watches this movie. We watch it ourselves, and then at some of our like family Christmas parties, we have it on in the background. And so like my uncle will always like yell, stop, when like towards the end when like he's all emotional and like all like the most well-known lines, like you get your wings, and like every time you hear a bell rings, Angel gets his wings. And that just made me really want to audition, because it's been such a part of my life since I was little, because we watch it like every year, once a year, just to see it, because we all love it. And coming into it, I didn't know who I was going to get. I just wanted to be in it because I love the story, I love the movie, and it intrigued me because it was a radio play, so that's a lot different, and I wanted to see what would happen. And then I ended up getting George Bailey, and I was so excited. It was crazy to think about it.
Jessica Jimenez plays Mary Hatch. Jimenez says that experiencing It's a Wonderful Life in person helps bring a better meaning to the story when you share it with theatergoers.
Theater is such a personal type of event that not many people get to experience. And I think theater is so beautiful, and you interpret it different ways. And being together in a group, like you have to be when watching a play, everybody's going to be experiencing it differently. People are going to be crying around you. Some people are going to be giggling and laughing. And I think that's the beauty of theater, that a lot of people just kind of push away. They're like, I don't want to sit next to someone. No, sit next to that person. Embrace it and just watch something together that is so beautiful and is so meaningful at the same time.
It's a Wonderful Life. A live radio play runs through December 3rd at the ASNMSU Center for the Arts. Like the movie, the play is an important reminder during the holiday season that our individual lives have the ability to touch many, and that no man is a failure who has friends.
Mary, come on. What do you want, the moon? All you gotta do is just say the word now.
For KRWG News, okay, I'm Edmundo Resendez.
Then what?
Then what? I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down. And then you could swallow it, and it all dissolves, see? And then the moonbeams will shoot out your fingers and your toes and then the ends of your hairs, and then they... Am I talking too much?
Yes! Why don't you kiss her instead of talking her to death?